Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World Radio Japan Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 22. Today's key sentence is
遅くなりました。
I'm late, or literally, I've become late, or I've come back late.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna had such a good time at karaoke with her friends that it was past the dorm curfew of 11 o'clock when she came back. When she opened the front door, the dorm mother was there waiting for her.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 22.
お母さん、ごめんなさい。遅くなりました。
アンナさん。10分も遅刻です。約束を破ってはいけません。
すみません。気をつけます。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Anna was apologizing to her dorm mother for coming back late.
お母さん、ごめんなさい。
Mother, I'm sorry.
お母さん。
Is mother. The students who live in the dormitory call their dorm mother...お母さん。
ごめんなさい。
Is I'm sorry.
遅くなりました。
I'm late, or literally, I have become late. This is today's key sentence.
遅く。
Is an adverb. It's a conjugated form of
遅い。
An adjective meaning late. E adjectives or adjectives ending with the syllable E becomes adverbs. IfE is changed to ku.
なりました
is became or have become. It's the past form of
なります
to become. It is a verb to express change in state. The dorm mother cautions Anna.
Anna さん、10分も遅刻です。
Anna, you're 10 minutes late.
Anna さん
is speaking to Anna.
10分
is 10 minutes. It consists of a figure 10 and
分
minutes. We also say
10分も
is a particle emphasizing how long Anna is late for the curfew.
遅刻
is to be late for an unappointed time.
です
is a polite way of ending a sentence.
We learned mo in lesson 17. Now at that time it meant also, but we can use it to emphasize too, right?
Yes.
Can we learn how to count the minutes? Some seem to be pronounced hun and others pun. Seems a little bit complicated.
Yes, it can be. Let's memorize from 1 to 10 minutes. Please pronounce them after the model reading. 1 minute.
1分
2 minutes
2分
3 minutes
3分
4 minutes
4分
5 minutes
5分
6 minutes
6分
7 minutes
7分
8 minutes
8分
9 minutes
9分
10 minutes
10分
Let's return to the skit. The dorm mother said
約束を破ってはいけません
You shouldn't break promises.
約束
is a promise.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
破ってはいけません
means you shouldn't break promises.
破って
is the て form of the verb.
破ります
to break. If you say a て form verb and then
はいけません
you mean you shouldn't do it or you're not allowed to do it.
いけません
means don't, or you shouldn't. But Jonathan, you've got to be careful about this expression. いけません is an order. It gives an impression that you're talking down to the person you're speaking to. So, don't say this to your superiors.
I'll be careful.
Anna answers.
すみません。
すみません。I apologize.
Now, Anna uses both すみません, I apologize, and ごめんなさい, I'm sorry. How are they different?
すみません sounds more formal than ごめんなさい。So we say すみません when we apologize to superiors at the workplace or to teachers at school.
気をつけます。
I'll be careful.
気をつけます。
means I will take care not to make the same mistake again. So please memorize this as a whole.
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 22 again. Today's key sentence is
遅くなりました。
I'm late.
お母さん、ごめんなさい。遅くなりました。
アンナさん、10分も遅刻です。約束を破ってはいけません。
すみません。気をつけます。
Now it's time for the segment Teacher's Teacher, where the program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned that the e adjective 遅い, late, conjugates to become an adverb 遅く. Please teach us more about this in detail.
Okay, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here's what she says. Japanese adjectives conjugate to become adverbs. We can change e adjectives that end with the syllable e, such as
早い
early to adverbs by changing the final e to ku. So, 早い becomes
早く
If 早く and
なりました
have become are linked together, they become
早くなりました
meaning have become early. As for な adjectives, I'll explain with an adjective.
上手
to be good at as an example. You've learned that when a な adjective modifies a noun, it takes な at its end. So, 上手 becomes
上手な
We can change な adjectives to adverbs by adding に after the words. So, 上手 becomes
上手に
I've become good at is
上手になりました
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Jonathan, the following word expresses a certain emotion.
カンカン
I'm not familiar with this one.
We say this when we are furious.
Oh, really? Are there any other sound words that express anger?
プンプン プンプン
is used when somebody looks sulky with anger, or
ガミガミ
ガミガミ I can feel the anger.
It expresses someone who is nagging, complaining, grumbling, or scolding another person or people with anger.
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日
は I worried my dorm mother a lot.I've learned that if I might be late, I should tell people about that beforehand. Did you enjoy lesson 22?
Next time, we'll learn more about Anna's college life.
Find out what happens when you join us again.
さようなら!